Hello! I'm very excited to announce that we now have merchandise for Bedtime Stories with R.A. Spratt. You can order t-shirts, sweaters, hoodies, notebooks and coffee cups, all with the show's new logo on it. They look super cool, so check it out. I'll put a link in the show notes for the online store, or you can go to my website, raspratt.com, and click on the merchandise banner. So if you have been enjoying the stories, please do consider ordering something to support the show and help me keep kicking this can down the road. Hello and welcome to Bedtime Stories with me, R.A. Spratt. Well, in previous episodes of the podcast, April, Finn and Joe have had their first day at Currawong High School. Things didn't go terribly well, and even when they got home, there'd been strange things happening with Dad outside in the garden. So now we pick up with events that take place that night. Here we go. Chapter 12, Paper, Rock, Glass. Finn was lying in bed, happily dreaming about robots that dispensed chocolate, when somewhere in the back of his mind he became aware of a tapping sound. It wasn't a frequent tap. There was no pattern, just a tap, a long pause, then another tap. It sounded almost as if something was hitting a sheet of glass. Something small, like a pebble. Then suddenly, crash! Finn sat bolt upright. Broken glass was littered all over his bed, and a large rock was lying on his bedroom floor. His first instinct was to run to the door and get out of there, but there was broken glass everywhere, and he had bare feet, so he hesitated. Then he heard a very pleasant feminine voice call out, "Yoo-hoo, is anybody home?" Finn reached for his sneakers, jammed them on, then went over to the window. It was pitch black outside. Suddenly, something small and hard hit him in the middle of the forehead. "Ow!" cried Finn. "Oh, oops, sorry," said Loretta. Finn could see her in the dark. She was holding a flashlight. "You threw a pebble at my head." "I didn't know your phone number," said Loretta.
"And you smashed my window with a rock," said Finn.
"Well, the small pebbles weren't waking you up," reasoned Loretta.
"What do you want?" asked Finn.
"Help," said Loretta. "I've got a problem and it's really serious." Finn's heart swelled in his chest. This was it. This was his moment. He would get to be a knight in shining armour. This was literally a damsel in distress coming to him and asking for help.
"Don't worry," said Finn bravely.
He tried to make his voice sound a little deeper than usual to sound more impressive.
"I'll save you."
Just as his dream seemed about to come to fruition, a nightmare unfolded before his eyes. Something shot across the front lawn. There was a terrifying scream of, "Hey-ya!" followed by another terrified scream of, "Ah!" as April flew through the air and crash-tackled Loretta to the ground, all while Pumpkin bounded around them both, barking.
"I got her!" called April happily. "What are you doing?" cried Finn, horrified to see the most beautiful girl he had ever known in real life pinned beneath his violence-prone sister. "She smashed your window," said April. "I heard it. I snuck out to catch her before she ran off. You're welcome, by the way."
"She came to ask for help," said Finn.
"Is that true?" asked April.
"Oh, yes," said Loretta, trying to brush the dirt out of her mouth.
"Why did you break the window then?" asked April.
"Well, he didn't wake up when I threw a pebble," said Loretta.
"That'd be right," said April, helping Loretta up. "He sleeps like the brain dead."
Just then, Joe arrived in Finn's room. Even in the moonlight, he could see that there was broken glass all over the floor. But he had shoes on, so he crunched over to the window and saw April trying to brush off a very dishevelled Loretta.
What's going on?" asked Joe.
"I need you to come over to my house right away," said Loretta.
And that's the end of the chapter, so we'll leave it there. Until next time, goodbye.